From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, December 21st. Just ahead, as a few area restaurants are fighting against COVID-19 restrictions against indoor dining despite the health risks, we'll hear from one restaurant owner who's doing his best to survive while following all the guidelines. But first, these headlines. Illinois public health officials reported more than 13,500 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend. An additional 187 deaths were also reported since Friday. The state's rolling 7-day case positivity rate fell to 7.8%. A 34th resident has died at the state-run LaSalle Veterans Home after a coronavirus outbreak last month. As Hannah Meisel reports, the latest death comes as four families of the dead veterans have announced their intent to sue the state.
More than a quarter of the residents at the LaSalle facility have died after the COVID outbreak, with some still recovering. Nursing home personal injury lawyer Michael Bonamart, who is representing the families, says the facility should have been better prepared to mitigate a COVID outbreak.
You know, at this point in the game, with all of the knowledge that we have, in my opinion, it's inexcusable to see an outbreak of this nature.
The families have not yet filed suit, but when they do, they'll be eligible for up to $2 million in damages, thanks to a state law passed 2 years ago. That law was in response to the deaths of 13 residents at the Quincy Veterans Home after a Legionnaires outbreak there in 2015. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Despite lingering tariffs, a drought, a derecho, and 9 months of pandemic, farm income is the highest it's been since 2013. Yet Farm Bill safety net programs contributed little. As farmers sign up for those programs over the next few months, the amounts they can expect to receive pale in comparison to the ad hoc programs that buoyed them the last few years. Iowa State Extension farm management specialist Steve Johnson says trade wars and pandemics are rare, but farmers can get much more help for wind, drought, and other damage than some may realize from their insurance.
There are supplemental products that could have been added on to your multi-peril crop insurance coverage that would have triggered significant indemnity claims.
In the future, he says, the Farm Bill programs could be overhauled or sunset, then crop insurance will be farmers' primary risk management tool. The annual community Christmas dinner in Champaign will not be held this year. As Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports, it wasn't the coronavirus that canceled it.
No doubt the pandemic would have canceled the event, which served a free Christmas dinner to hundreds of guests at Champaign's First Christian Church for 10 years running. But organizer Lynn Barnes said they had announced last year that the dinner would not be continuing. She says it could possibly resume in the future under new leadership.
Well, I think we did have some people talk with us about maybe if they could pick up the mantle and go ahead with it, and that could occur. Or you just never know what ideas might crop up and bubble up from all the good people we have living here.
Barnes launched the community Christmas dinner in 2010 as a way to bring people together on Christmas Day, especially those who might otherwise spend the day alone. The dinner grew to involve about 200 volunteers serving around 400 people each year. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County reported 195 new cases of COVID-19 over Saturday and Sunday. There are now 746 active cases in the county, with 16 hospitalized. The county's death count remains at 79. Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves a broader region, reported 23 COVID-19 patients in the ICU, as well as 63 people hospitalized with the virus. Still to come, we'll check in with one area restaurant owner who's following all the public health guidelines during the pandemic and what he says his business needs to survive. That's next on 217 Today.
Hey, this is Eunice Alpasan, engagement producer for The 21st. You can help shape our news coverage. Here's how it works. Just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We'll send you weekly questions on issues affecting Illinois. We might even mention your answers on the 21st. Text TALK to 217-803-0730 and join the conversation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. As the weather has gotten colder, it's made an already challenging year even tougher for local restaurants after the state banned indoor dining in early November amid rising cases of COVID-19. Some have tried to fight state and local health officials by continuing to offer indoor dining despite the health risks. A Champaign County judge last week issued a temporary restraining order against the Apple Dumplin' in Urbana to halt indoor dining. And the city of Champaign is holding an administrative hearing tomorrow to determine the status of Marianne's Diner on South Neal Street. But most other restaurants have done their best to survive while following public health guidelines, like the Esquire in downtown Champaign. Esquire co-owner Paul Higgins says his business has been up and down since the pandemic first hit Illinois in March.
Initially, we were just kind of, everybody was kind of shut down completely for a while there. We started doing some takeout. And then we got the PPP loan, which was nice. So we were able to employ all our people and keep paying them. When that ran out, things were still going okay. You know, we were marginally profitable, while we were still able to do outside stuff, or when people were willing to sit outside during the nice months. But then when they did the shutdowns in November for the inside dining, that's where we really saw kind of a precipitous drop in our sales. So we're doing the best we can. We've had to cut back hours and stuff. But, ever since they shut down the indoor dining stuff, it's taken a pretty hefty toll.
Sure. Yeah, you mentioned a PPP loan you were able to get earlier in the year. Have you been able to, apply for any other state or local assistance there?
Both, actually. The state has had two rounds of what's called big grants, which is just for businesses that have been severely or sort of moderately affected by the COVID crisis. So we just applied for the second round of that. We didn't hear anything on the first round. And then we also applied for, the city has been doing some grants for some of the costs businesses have had to incur related to the COVID thing, whether it's, plexiglass or, UV light for your HVAC system, things like this, tent rental, stuff like that. So, yeah, that's kind of where that is.
As you look at things right now, Paul, what else do you think you need to kind of get through the next few months until the vaccinations can really be widespread?
Well, that's a good question. This is kind of unprecedented territory for us, but I know, they're talking about doing a second round of the PPP loans. And I think if we were, able to secure that, we would be in pretty good shape to make it into, early spring, and hopefully, we'll see some mitigation of this stuff. But it's kind of hard to say. We were kind of cruising along there, just, as I said, marginally profitable. But since the shutdown, it's really hit us hard. So I think we can cruise for a little while here, but it's not going to last forever.
You've mentioned, you're following all the public health guidelines, to the best of your ability. How do you feel when you see some other places continuing indoor dining? There's been some disputes with public health and some things have gone to courts. When you see some of that stuff, what goes through your mind?
Well, I kind of have mixed feelings about the whole thing, to be honest with you. I really don't want to begrudge, a business that's, really at that make or break point where they, they feel like they have to be, break some of the rules in order to survive. It does upset me though, when I see those places that are, have remained open when they're not following the guidelines and trying to be as safe as possible, because, there's an external or third party effect, I guess you could say, from that, which is if numbers go up, that's the longer we have to stay, closed down for inside. So, it's a mixed bag, I honestly don't want to come down on any businesses that feel like they had to do things that might not be according to the guidelines. But if they're not adhering to any of the guidelines and not being safe, then, that upsets me.
That's Paul Higgins, co-owner of the Esquire in downtown Champaign. They're currently offering food and drinks for carryout and have been experimenting with some delivery on Friday and Saturday nights. You can also still get a table outside if you're willing to brave the elements. And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 49 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Amy Mayer, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.